but WiseEye has brought AI to the hunting game. And that's, you know, on top of the data that they're bringing in, they're using AI to then also make predictions. He's normally at my sow food plot. He likes a southeast wind. He likes it between 4 and 6 miles an hour. And he likes to be there about 5:45 a.m. So I got a pretty good idea. I can predict. The company said, you know what, Mike, I'm here in Dallas. I will drive to Oklahoma. I will bring him the cameras. And I'll pick up the other ones and we'll take care of it.
Come on, get you some of it.
Hi, guys. Well, the hot topic right now is what trail cameras are the best. I went out. I got you somebody that knows a lot about, my opinion, best trail camera on the market. I'm not getting paid by these guys. I don't back anything I don't use, and I use WiseEye trail cameras. Mike Dampier came on, talked to us. You're going to love it. Here we go. So I got a good podcast for you tonight. I think it's a good podcast. It's getting, you know, getting closer to hunting season, Mike, and people are asking a lot about trail cameras. So I brought in Mike Dampier with the Digital Outdoor Store. We're friends with the same guy, Peyton McKinney, with the Digital Outdoor Store. And I asked Peyton, I was like, man, I need, you know, something on trail cameras. Do you got somebody who can help me out and talk a little bit about WiseEye? He said, I got the guy for you. Mike is here. How you doing, Mike? I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be here, Greg. You know, been a bit of a listener and following you and the scoring of the deer. So I'm excited to talk to you.
Man, I appreciate that. You know, that scoring of the deer, I love to do it. Sometimes it gets a little more than, you know, people. I had one guy when they bring in, you know, when I got them lined up like we do at K&M, and then they come in with a big non-typical. Man, that kind of, I'm like, oh my gosh, that throws a wrench in everything, because the deer scores go from about 15 minutes a deer. Now it's going to be, that one will be at least 30, 45 minutes. So, yeah. But I appreciate you watching, brother.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about WiseEye trail cameras. I've been a fan of WiseEye. Last year, Peyton, he called me. He said, I got something I want you to try. I said, okay, what you got? He said, I want you to try this trail camera and tell me what you think. I'm not going to lie to you. I have my favorites. You know, I don't like to stray. I'm a creature of habit. You know, I go with what I know. So I said, okay, whatever, man. So I stopped by and I grabbed his camera. I was on the way to the stand and I had batteries and everything, got it set up. Mike, I will be honest with you. I am blown away at these cameras.
Yeah.
The camera as itself is unreal. So tell us a little bit about WiseEye.
Sure. So we represent WiseEye on Amazon, and we also help out with a few of the ranch customers and some other folks like that. We became aware of them several years ago, and Peyton and I have been kicking around the idea of helping local Louisiana companies go digital, thus the name, the Digital Outdoor Store. And so, you know, they're one of the companies that we represent. We've got a few other ones like Cedar Hill Game Calls and 80 Below. And you guys might know Dan DeWitt that has Cousins, mm-hmm. Cooter Juice. And so we got introduced to them and gave them a pitch and said, hey, we'd love to help you guys go digital. We'd love to help you go more national, as they were a little bit more of a regional company a couple of years ago. And got introduced to the owners, Harold Monk and Don Bow. Great guys. And so we struck up a partnership and it's kind of taken off and it's been pretty amazing. I was in the same boat that you were when it came to trail cameras. So I was kind of that started with an M, maybe a little bit cheaper than WiseEye.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It, you know, but every year, never fail, those cameras tore up. And it was getting frustrating. You know, we had a lot of the ones that started with S as well, the other really inexpensive ones. And we run about 25 cameras between Peyton McKinney and myself because of all the property that we cover. And we're really happy with the WiseEyes, you know, from a personal use perspective. We've had one or two have issues where the ants got into them, right? I mean, that's, you can't control that. But they have a two-year warranty, and they've already been replaced. WiseEye took care of them personally. We called them. We talked to Harold. We talked to Don. And they're like, no problem. Send it back. We'll send you a new one that's within the two-year warranty. So, you know, it's been a great a partnership. And these cameras are fantastic. And we're very proud to represent them.
One thing that really – I say there's one thing. There's multiple things that impressed me about the company, mm-hmm. the first one, and I think it's a big sell for me, and I know a lot of people it's probably a big sell. If you have trouble, if there's something that you need, a question that you have, you don't call Aladdin, okay? You're calling, I think her name was Heather. Look, Mike, I all of a sudden one time I was sitting and I didn't get a picture. I'm like, what did I do wrong? Something's wrong. I think I may have changed battery. I did something. It was a Friday afternoon, 4:30. I'm in my office, man, and I'm, you know, getting winding down. I'm like, let me just give it a shot. The first thing I noticed, the area code, 225.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, hey now. I'm like, hey baby, I can work with this, my people.
Yeah.
And called a young lady. I think her name was Heather. She mm-hmm. answered and I said, hey, look, I've got a small problem. I was getting pictures. Now I'm not getting pictures. I may have done something wrong, but look, it's Friday afternoon. I know if you want to deal with this on Monday, I'm absolutely fine with that. She said, no, Mr. Hicks, we're about to get you set up right now. 10 minutes later, had it working. Customer yeah. service, brother, goes a long way. Outstanding customer service.
It really is. And you know, there's a lot of things that they do great. And they set the tone for resellers like us to also have that type of customer service. I'll give you an example. Just a few weeks ago, we had a gentleman that manages, I think, somewhere around 2,000 acres in either Nebraska or Oklahoma. I forget off the top of my head. Oh, it's Oklahoma. And he was on his way to the property. And we've been talking for a couple of days, and he needed 25 cameras because he was changing out all the corn. He had 2 tons of corn, and he had all the cameras, and he was, you know, basically redoing the entire property to get it ready for his customers coming up this season. And we got the cameras ordered, and they weren't going to get there until after the weekend. And he was upset, and we knew he was upset, and we struggled. We couldn't do anything about it. One of the owners of the company said, you know what, Mike, I'm here in Dallas. I will drive to Oklahoma. I will bring him the cameras and I'll pick up the other ones and we'll take care of it. And lo and behold, he got in his car at like 10 o'clock in the morning. The fellow's son-in-law met him halfway or almost right at the border of Oklahoma and Texas. And they exchanged the cameras. It was, you know, you just don't see that. That you're not going to get that from a company that's based out of who knows where. That, you know, you can literally pick up the phone and talk to the owners and they can walk you through all the different challenges. Plus, they also have a Facebook page for tech support. There's a guy named Buddy that runs that and he's amazing too. So they really do it right. Their customer service is second to none.
Yes, I agree 100%. Now, one thing, let's start from the front. Setting this thing up, if I'm not mistaken, I threw the batteries in there. I may have set my time and whatnot. I can't remember right off the jump. That was it. I mean, it was ready to roll. And I did have to get an app, I believe, and it's Hunt Control, isn't it?
Huntcontrol.com. That's correct. Yes.
So, can you explain that for us? How it plays into the thing?
Yeah. So there's kind of two factors that happen with the WiseEye cameras. And we haven't mentioned them yet. They actually just released a brand new camera called the DataCam. We'll talk a little bit about that versus the Mini, which has by far been their most popular product that they've ever sold. But there are two components. There is a camera, and I'm going to pull one up here. This is a Mini. Mm-hmm. And the camera, it's got some great features in it, and we'll talk about that in a second. But the app is Hunt Control, and you can run it on your desktop via a browser, or it's got iOS or Android. And in that app, it's got some really special things. Some of the things are, it has the ability, once you set the camera up and you set your location, and that's one of the differences between the Mini and the DataCam that we'll cover in a second. Once you set your location, you have the ability to not only track when you have different animals that come in front of the camera, you can track the wind. You can track the temperature, the barometric pressure, all the different factors that you know can help you start to pattern the animals that you're going after. And on top of that, it has species recognition. And I don't know about you, but you know, a couple of my stands have a lot of does and a lot of raccoons and a lot of this, that, and the other. And I'm really trying to figure out, do I have a shooter buck on that particular spot? And so by being able to sort via species recognition in Hunt Control, I can choose antler deer, and then it gets rid of all those other pictures, and now I'm just focusing on what I want to focus on. I can even go a step further, and this is something that I've done, is we've even, you know, named our shooter bucks, right, and starting to really narrow down where they're going to be, and I can use tagging in Hunt Control to tag, and I've got a couple of them with funny names. I think everyone usually does. We've got one named Beavis, because he's like Beavis and Butthead, right? And then we've got Prince Charming, and there's Big John. And I've got those deer tagged. And now if I want to just focus on, you know, doing some analysis on where those deer are going to be, I can go in, I can look, I can say, well, you know, Big John, for example, he's normally at my south food plot. He likes a southeast wind. He likes it between 4 and 6 miles an hour. And he likes to be there about 5:45 a.m. So I got a pretty good idea. I can predict, not maybe necessarily the rut, but I can predict pretty good when Big John's going to be around, and I'm going to have a chance to get a look at him in person.
That is the coolest thing to me. I ran it and I gathered data. Didn't have enough. I had a bad year with bucks, but I got to see, and really, I mean, you're right. I mean, it tracks. I know my deer like 60 degree weather. I know my deer like a south wind. And I mean, it's right there. You cannot deny the chart that it shows. And it's something, man. How accurate, though? I mean, let's be honest. How accurate will it get down to those specific bucks that you have named? I mean, can it really decipher Prince Charming from Beavis?
Well, so there's a couple of factors there. Let me be candid and say it doesn't know. It doesn't know which deer is which. It can tell me whether it's antlered or not. There have been some trial runs at actually doing individual animals. What you do have to intervene. You have to intervene and do the tagging yourself. So you can sort and say, give me the antler bucks.
You know, I see what you're saying.
And you say, oh, look, that's this buck I'm looking for. And you just, you know, you click one button and it tags it. So I'm going to get really geeky technical for you. So what I do in my day job is I'm actually a computer programmer, and some jokingly call me a high-tech redneck, which is pretty much what I am. These cameras use something called a TensorFlow AI visual learning model. Big words, right? AI. We've brought AI, but WiseEye has brought AI to the hunting game. And that's, you know, on top of the data that they're bringing in, they're using AI to then also make predictions on where that buck will be in the future. It's pretty amazing. AI all the way to, you know, helping us find our best deer for the season. That's pretty amazing compared to where we used to be with 35 millimeter cameras and, you know, making sure the ground was wet so you could see hoof prints when you threw out corn. Things have changed.
Yes, they have. Now, can we go in and I think if I'm not mistaken, you can create a folder on the Hunt Control. Is that right? And then you can store all like Prince Charming, all of Prince Charming can go in that folder. And then is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And not only can you do that, we have a number of customers that go with the ranch option. And so the ranch option is where you choose to run 12 cameras or more year round. And so, you know, there's been a big push for year-round food plots, year-round feeding. Things have kind of changed in the deer game. And so we've got a lot of folks that are opting to run 12 or more cameras year-round so they can monitor not only, you know, whether they've got a buck on their property, but fawn recruitment, predation, different types of activities are happening all throughout the season. And with that ranch option, you have the ability to actually pay half the price for the number of cameras you have on your property. So it's pretty amazing the different options they have.
And all the cameras will link to just like if I've got 5 cameras, all of them come through on my one app and it's easy to decipher which camera's which, right?
Yeah, it's right there on the photo. It tells you, you know, what time it was taken, the temperature, barometric pressure, you know, it on the video. So we haven't even talked about the videos. The videos have sound.
That was really
cool.
I haven't tried the video option yet, but I need to this year.
You know, I've got several that are out with video, and it's I've got this one buck. It's back to Big John, and he's in my corn patch, and I can hear him chomping on the corn. I mean,
wow!
How cool is that?
That is really That is really cool, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course, during a rut, if you catch them, you could catch them bleeding, you could catch them anything. And just that, that is the coolest thing. So, Now, like, what quality are the videos? I mean, are they like decent quality videos?
They are. They're actually HD quality, as well as the pictures. So the pictures are, I believe they're 32 megapixel. Don't quote me on that. I'll double check it. But they are the highest quality photo on the market. And there's a reason for that. So I talked about it a minute ago that, you know, they've got some special tech behind the scenes, the AI model that helps them not only do species, you know, identification, but also to start predicting where your animal is. Well, in order to have the highest quality AI model, they needed high quality photos. So instead of those, you know, you look at those other cameras and you get those little cheap thumbnails and you can't even tell what it is. And the thumbnail, they're sending full size pictures that are heavily compressed down to your cell phone or to the app. And you have the ability to really have a high quality photo without having to request an HD photo. And the same thing for the videos. They're HD videos that come in 5 to 15 seconds. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I you know, you like you said, former cameras, you get the picture, you look, you can tell it's a deer. That's about it, you know, and you're like, man, I can't. Yeah. And then you have to go back or maybe even take the card right out of the camera and look at it to actually see what it is. So I'm telling you, I'll never forget, I set the Wise Eye up in a bottom, is a beaver pond. And, I had to go to training. Isn't that how it always goes? You set your camera up, you're not in town, you got to go to training. And I'm sitting there.
Why you weren't there.
Yeah. And I'm in this crane and rigging training and I'm sitting here about to just go to sleep. And all of a sudden my watch buzzes and I look at my camera. First good deer I had on the Wise Eye. And I was like, and here I am, you know. But that's the way it is. And you know, the Wise Eye at least let me know it was out there. Mm-hmm. And very good, high-quality photograph. I'm talking about, it's almost a frame-worthy photograph.
It's an oak bottom. Yes.
Yeah, it's an oak bottom, and the sun's coming through. It looked to be around, I think it was around 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. The sun beams are coming through, and it was just gorgeous. And so, yeah, I love the picture quality of it as well. I haven't tried the video. In fact, I've got one here at the house I'll tell you about in a minute. And I'll probably set it to video just to tinker with it before I put it out in the woods for sure.
Yeah. There's so on the minis, you've got to do the firmware update. There's instructions on their website how to do it, but it's very simple. You just go into the menu and you go to remote control and you scroll down on the bottom and say update firmware. And it takes about 48 hours for them to push it out. But once they do, then you have the option of picture, video, or pick and video. So it'll take a picture and then do the 5 to 15 second video. I have not used the data cam just yet. I'm going to get to do that this weekend. I'm excited. I presume that they're already updated on the firmware and you don't have to actually push it out like you do on the minis.
Gotcha. So another thing that really people want to know when they're going to buy a camera or looking at buying a camera, what's the sensor like and how far does the flash actually reach so that you can actually see what's out there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So like most cameras, I think it does slightly better in the daytime than it does at night. That's it's not unusual. The I don't have the distance in front of me on the data cam, but I can tell you the IR on the infrared on the mini is 65 feet. And we've certainly seen them out even further than that. And the trigger speed is amazing. My favorite picture that I captured last year was Beavis chasing a doe, and they were in full stride. Not one of his hooves was touching the ground. He was hot and heavy chasing her, and it caught him coming right across the north food plot. And then we see them where you got birds flapping their wings and they're in mid flight, and it's an amazingly fast trigger speed, and the distance is quite good too.
Yeah, I've got a turkey last year that on the ground and went to flapping. And like you said, I mean, you can clearly see feathers. It's not a blur. I mean, it's a good quality photograph. I just didn't know, you know, at night here at the house, it seems pretty good. Of course, like, you know, just like any other camera, when your batteries get low, things kind of dim down a little bit, but
yeah,
it, I, man, I want to say I've gotten the sensor, especially if I'm not mistaken, I've gotten deer out 50, 60 yards crossing and the camera, and it'll go. So I'm really been impressed with that. Impressed with that camera a lot.
I'll give you the background that I know and the reason why it is the way it is. So Harold and his son-in-law invented this technology, and that's Harold from Wise Eye, obviously. And it didn't start out as a camera company. They actually started out as a feeder company. I don't know if you know this or not, but they had a feeder that had four cameras in it and four sides. And the purpose of the feeder was to do species recognition. And if it saw a deer, it would open up and allow the deer to feed. And if it saw another species, if it, for example, a hog, it would close the door up and it wouldn't let them feed. And so it was like a basin type feeder. And of course it was pretty expensive. They did some testing and they had some, they actually had some governmental uses for it, right? You know, you got to think about all the hog, you know, issues that we've had, especially in Louisiana. And that was what it originally was designed for. And so they've brought that technology to the camera. And so Wise Eye literally was, you know, they had this old commercials where I think it's Megan, Harold's daughter, and she's walking up to the you know, the feeder, and she's holding up a picture of the deer, and the basin opens and allows the deer to feed. It's unbelievable tech. You know, it's not like they just tagged this on to some existing camera. They built it from the ground up because they couldn't find what they were looking for on the market.
And now I tell you this too, there's another thing. Hunting is a lot like sawmills. I work at a sawmill. You ain't going to find a sawmill in the middle of a big city, and we ain't going to hunt in the middle of a big city. We hunt where there's no cell phone service.
Yeah.
What kind of service? I know that I'm going to be honest with you. That was another determining factor with this camera. I couldn't put other cell cameras where I wanted to because of the lack of service. Haven't had that problem with Wise Eye.
No, the Mini does has, you know, so I'll bring it back up. The Mini has good reception with the single antenna. There's been a lot of folks that have used antenna boosters, especially in the piney woods, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about that tall canopy, getting, you know, the antenna remote and they've got them on the market to where you can put them up another 10, 20 feet in the tree. And that's been the case for the Minis. Now with the data cam, one of the huge advantages of the data cam over the Mini is it has dual antennas and it has an upgraded modem.
Wow. And
where you can't get service today on a cell phone, you can get service with a data cam. And what's also amazing about that, it's not just the fact that it gets better reception. I don't know if you've ever used a cell phone in an area where you have low service, but it drains the battery quite quickly. And so having that upgraded modem in the data cam really enables the batteries to last a lot longer, 2 to 3x longer than they lasted in the Minis. So that investment, you know, it's hundreds of dollars a year, it seems like, for batteries, if not more, is going to go a lot longer with their latest gen camera.
Yeah. And of course, you got to buy quality batteries whenever you put. I put the highest. I mean, I spent an ungodly amount of money on batteries, and I'm gonna tell you, cuz they lasted. I want to say they lasted all hunting season, and I just replaced them last month. I think because they. I mean, they last, man. They are good. The camera and the battery really work well together. It seems like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it's. You know, the lithium batteries do a lot better, especially with cold snaps, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you get down really cold and those alkaline batteries sometimes have some issues. The other thing is there's some configurations, and I forget them right now off the top of my head, but things like having the camera only check in daily, you know, having a longer delay period, having a few pictures. You know, if you get these cameras set up, I had one last for 5 months on alkaline batteries. You know, I mean, unbelievable, right? And that was the Mini, and it had maybe 2 bars, but you know, I had it dialed back just a little bit to where I could still see, and that was one of our stands called the Wagon Wheel. I could still see what was coming into the Wagon Wheel. I still knew when to hunt. I could still do all the predictions that I wanted to do with the camera, but I was saving the batteries because I got it dialed in right. So the guys over at Wise Eye, they can help you do that. They've got a lot of recommendations to how to get it to really last a long time.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. There's one thing. I want to go back to the information that the camera captures. Am I able to download that where I can print it and maybe take it with me or anything like that? Or is it just strictly going to stay on the app?
No, it's a great question. So you can download the photos right to your phone. You can download them to your desktop. You can share them directly from the app into a message. You know, let's say your buddy claims he shot the big 10 point, and 2 days later you find him on your you know, in My Images in your app, and you're like, haha, no, you didn't, buddy. You know, you have that ability to share it right there via text message while you guys are both sitting in the stand, and he's claiming he got the big one.
Okay. Now, what I mean is, like, the information, like the wind speed or all that, can I download that information?
That's a great question. I believe that it stays in the app, but here's the thing. As long as you keep at least one camera active, that data doesn't go away.
Okay.
So
okay.
I've got years of data now in my Hunt Control app that's going to be saved in perpetuity, as far as I know, that really allows me to do some year-over-year comparison. Which is kind of fun. Big John, for example, was a 2.5-year-old buck last year. He was a little 6-point. He was okay. This year, he's a 9-point, and he's way bigger. And it's really cool to see that growth and to see that maturity that's happening from year to year.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I tell you, you know, I love the Wives Eye for hunting, but I use it here at the house more, actually, especially the mini that I have. But for like, I love archery, and I'll stretch it out, Mike. I mean, I can shoot 120, 130 yards if I want to, but I also got where I like to see animals. Okay. So I throw some feed out, man. I've got hogs. I've got deer. I've killed probably 10 hogs here at the house with the help of the Wise Eye. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I'm here at the house doing something and I get an alert, you know, hog detected. That's what it does, people. I'm telling you. This thing goes off on your phone, on your watch, it'll say hog detected. It'll say people detected. When I walk down there, it'll tell you a person. It'll tell you turkey. It'll tell you a vehicle. I'm cutting grass down there, and it'll pick that lawnmower up as a vehicle. So it really categorizes what it's taking a picture of. And last month I killed 4 coyotes in 4 weeks right here in my property, because I think they're using the same game trail, come out. The Wise Eye lets me know, grab a gun, go out there, and I'm able to keep my pets that like to roam outside. I'm keeping them safe. And
that's right.
I want to thank the guys at Wise Eye. And right now it just went off. It says, I got a deer out there, deer spotted. So, you know, we're sitting here talking and here it is at work for us. But, you know, it's, I've got a friend of mine who's building one heck of a camp on the Washita River. You know, he asked me the other day, he said, I need a good cell camera I can depend on to send me pictures. What do you think? And I said, Wise Eye, hands down. So he's got a couple of Wise Eyes around his place, just, you know, keeping tabs on it, just making sure honest people are honest. So it's a great all around camera. You can use it for security purposes as well if you want to. So good camera.
We use it. So we've got a dual purpose camera right at the front of our entryway, and I've got a little feeder out there, but the camera also faces right at the gate. And from about 65 feet, you can read the license plate. So that high quality photo really comes in handy.
Very handy. Very handy. All right, sir. I got one more question for you. We're at 28 minutes. So what's the coolest thing? I'm gonna ask a Theo Vaughn, and I may use my Theo Vaughn voice. What's the coolest thing you ever had captured on a Wise Eye, brother?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I love the picture of Beavis chasing the doe. That's definitely one of my all-time favorites. But my absolute favorite was from last season, and it was in February, and in Prince Charming, and this little scraggly buck that looks like a unicorn. This poor little thing, he's got this little nub, and Prince Charming is just squared off, right? And he's looking at him like, hey, don't you mess with me. And it's the last photo I have of that deer. I'm hoping he shows back up this year. But, you know, there's just so many foxes and hogs and raccoons that sometimes get mislabeled as hogs because mine are so dang fat from eating all my corn.
Same here.
it's just amazing to see what is out there. It's turned me from a hunter into more of a game manager. It's enabling me to survey the herd. I think this year we're going to have to take several does off the property. I think our balance is getting a little bit out of whack. It's just, it puts you in a different position in relation to the wildlife compared to previous generations of cameras. It really is a game changer.
It is. It is. And, you know, my kids love it. You know, they get to say, I've got two spotted fawns that come out here at the house. And so when he comes out, you know, I show the girls and they love it. So, you know, it kind of, you know, when I tell you this, when they can see, man, when they can clearly see these younger generation, it, of course, I'm sure it would have done me the same way. They want to go hunting. You know, they want to get out of bed. They want to go, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, it does. It gets them. It does get them out of bed. I've got several teenagers, and getting them up for morning hunts is way more of a challenge now than it used to be.
Absolutely. I remember my old man used to just leave me. He'd say, "You want to go?" And I'm like, I don't think so. And he'd guilt me into going because it was the Thanksgiving week, or he'd just leave. You know, and then I'd feel guilty. I'm like, I should have went. So, Mike, look, brother, I appreciate you, man, taking time. I know it's late in the evening, but I thank you so much for helping me get this one in. I think it's great information, great podcast, and a great product. So, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And come visit us at digitaloutdoorstore.com and be sure to take care of all of our specials and bundles. Thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate it.
That's right. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. All right.